Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
If you have desire for something, you are likely to achieve it. Are you there? Yeah. So when the devil also wants to destroy you, he can smuggle a wrong desire. Do you understand? So you need to watch your desire. What do you desire? What are the things that influences you? What do you want to? It's a desire you have. If it's a wrong one, you need to quickly see your pastor. Talk to your parents about it. I don't think that this thing that I'm desiring is a good thing. It looks like it's in my heart. And desire will pull you before you notice you are doing everything you can, okay, to achieve the desire. So when God was cursing Eve, he did not struggle with woman that he will have a supervising angel to every morning come and supervise what Eve will know. Will be doing. I said, let me just put a desire. Say, your desire shall be for a man. Then God runs away, put the desire there, and he ran away. And the desire will take care of everything. Are you there? Yeah, that is why in Mark chapter 11, verse number 24, the Bible says that when you pray, okay, when you pray, believe in the things that you desire, okay, and you have them. So if you don't have, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. Hallelujah. So desire is a spiritual thing. If it is not a desire, then it means it's not in your heart. The desire will draw you. Your desire will take you places. The desire to be popular, desire will let you go anywhere. So when you are a pastor, or whatever you are doing, you need to have a desire for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Number three, today, we are continuing. We must have a mega church because the prophetic destiny of every church that the Lord builds is to have a greater end than the beginning. The prophetic destiny of the church that Jesus is building is supposed to have a greater end than the beginning. Hallelujah. Amen. If the church is being built by Jesus, if it is his church, then the prophetic destiny of that church is to be a greater church, a big church, a mega church. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, even if you go to mosques, human beings don't build little structures for a mall. Go to the malls, go to airports, go to places. It's only the church that is small. Mall is not a tax shop. Are you getting it? Yeah. And God has not sent his son to come and die for us to do just some little things. No, God wants us to have huge mega churches. Why? Because 8 billion people are at stake. 8 billion people are at stake. And most of them, if we don't go, they'll go to hell. So what will be the structure that 8 billion people will have to worship in? In the part of our world, in Cape Town here, we have almost 4 million. 4 million people in the city. Can you believe it? Yeah. If we have 4 million people, look, when you go to Century City, look at the size of the mall. Look at the malls all over. How many churches is, if you combine all the churches even in Cape Town, it will not be as big as the mall in Century City, the canal. Do you understand? So it means that we are doing something woefully inadequate. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 8, verse number 7, can we read? Job chapter 8, verse number 7, the Bible says, let's read it together, one go. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Amen. Bible says, though your beginning was small, your latter end should greatly increase. I see the church increasing.
Amen.
We started small, but our latter end should increase.
Amen.
Once upon a time, I started this church we are in. When I came to Kailicha, all our members, okay, when the church is full, when the church is full, we'll be five of us. Sometimes we are three. And I have resigned as a principal accountant to come to become a missionary and to be in, we're in Makaza, Kailicha, in a school, a crèche, that when you are entering, you need to bow down. When I enter, I say, hey, Lord, you must do something. You must do something. I don't know why I'm here. I have resigned, yeah, as a principal accountant. Because you become an accountant, you go to senior accountant before you become a principal accountant. And I have resigned. So I'm a missionary. And my members, when the church is full, we are five. Hey! Nobody told me what to do. I started 21 days instantly. I don't know even, I remember the first week when I came, my knees were weak. It was also cold. Hey! And my first message I preached that day is to the other side. We need to go to the other side. Hallelujah. We cannot be here. Then there was a lady, Angel Beke. She went. She became my first event. She went, told people that they have brought some small pastor. Come and see. The small pastor is powerful. Come. So the Sunday we met, she alone, she brought like 8 people. Then we increased. We became 13. Hi! Church growth be hot. The church has grown. 13 people. Come and see. I was happy. Then we prayed. I fasted to me. Prayed. Then we became 20-something. Hey, to cross the 20. Though thy beginning was small. Now we don't have only the Kailicha. Now we have a church building in Kailicha. Now we have Parklands. Now we have CPUT. We have Bevel. We have Mamesbury. We have branches. Though thy beginning was small, thy latter end shall greatly. Who has despised the day of small beginning? Who has, anyone who despises a small beginning does not have future. Anyone who despises a small beginning, nothing big starts big. Nothing big starts big, my dear sister. You see somebody who is interested in you, wants to marry you. He doesn't have big car. He doesn't have big money. He doesn't have big stomach. He doesn't have big anything. Take him like that. Nothing big starts big. One day, he will become big. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thy beginning may be small, but your latter end should greatly increase. I see God increasing his church.
Amen.
May all this place be filled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Look, even the main service, the second service, when we started, it wasn't how it was. To cross 100 is not easy. To cross 150, to cross 200, to cross 300. And we are believing God that God will give us thousands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are you here?
Amen.
The prophetic destiny of the church is to become a big church.
Amen.
Because if you don't have a big church, it means that the Lord is not working with you.
Oh.
Whatever the Lord does grows. He started his ministry from the day he got baptized. He was alone. From that time, he went and prayed 40 days and 40 nights. From there, people started joining him. He had 12. By the time he was choosing the apostles, there were 120. He moved from grace to grace. Do you understand? And countless disciples. Countless disciples. Hallelujah. Are you here? The day he was even choosing the apostles, there were 120 people. When he had left, the dedicated people who prayed on that day for the Holy Ghost baptism to come in the upper room were more 120 people were there. Are you there? And the church has increased from grace to grace. Hallelujah. The church is the body of Christ, and the body is resilient. Maybe you should see a baby that is even born premature. Has anybody seen a premature baby before? A premature baby, sometimes the size of a premature baby will be like a mouse. A small mouse can fit into a whole human being. But you see, it grows. That is how the church is. It grows until it becomes big and it becomes a nation. That is why the Bible says the small one will be a strong nation. And the little church will be 1,000. Hallelujah. I see the 1,000 seated. Believe it. What have you started? Have you started something? It might begin very small. But believe God that it will not remain small. Beginning, it should begin small. But if it remains small, then there is something wrong. You can begin small, but it shouldn't remain small. Hallelujah. Begin small in your business. Begin small in whatever you want to do. Begin small, but it should not end small. Thy beginning was small, but your latter end shall greatly increase. I see the increase coming.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you see the little people who are here? Little boys and girls. Do you understand? Yeah. Thy beginning. Who that is faithful with the little children, the same will be faithful with grown-ups, with businessmen, with the managers, with the directors, with the lawyers, with the nurses, with the accountants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a church that doesn't have the children, then it's a shrine. Every church must have children. If you go to a place you don't see children there, you need to be very wary. You need to be looking around. It's only a shrine that children don't go to. Are you here? Yeah. And when we are faithful with this little one, Bible says that we will be judged faithful also to take care. When we take care of these little ones, their parents will say, look at my son, look at my daughter. Look, since they went to the church, something nice is happening to them. They've learned a new song. They are doing different things, and their parents will join. The friends of the parents will bring their children, and the friends of the parents. Everyone is important.
Oi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these little ones, they will grow. These little ones. That is why many people don't understand. Many pastors are interested in stealing people's members. They want people that are already Christians to, poach them. To go and say, come, we have a condition church. Come, we have a sound is this. We have actor or actress. Somebody is coming. Come. They are using, they don't know how to give birth to something that don't exist. And God has not called us. Are you here? That's why we take time. That's why our church, we start churches. Two or three is enough. We begin small. We may not even start the church with a sound. Because the biblical way, Jesus said, where two or three have gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The beginning may be small, but I see your latter end greatly increasing.
Amen.
I said, your beginning may be small. Have you started a small business? Have you started a small work? Have you started a small something, a small apprenticeship? It is going to become greater. It will be bigger. It will increase before your very eye. You cannot even imagine that. Is this what the Lord has done? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see yourself increasing.
Amen.
Maybe you have little money. That little money will increase.
Amen.
Often, look, if you don't have money, you can know wherever your money is. There are people here. If you have even 10 rand in your room, you know where it is. If you go and somebody has changed the position. Not that somebody has taken the money. It's like the position has changed. there will be a commotion in the house. Who is like an attempt to steal? Who tied the money? This is not how I placed it. You know even how the money is placed. But I prophesy over your life. A time will come. You will find money in your dresses, in your things that you don't even know that exist. You will be going to wash your things and you notice that, there's money here. I say you will find money in places that you did not know. Yeah, that day is coming soon. In the name of Jesus. I said that day is coming soon. Yeah. You have not dashed somebody 1,000 rand before. 1,000? Hey, pastor. 100, even 100 is too much. A day will come that 10,000 will not be too much. A day will come, say, when I give in rands, it looks big. Let me convert it into dollars. Can I give you $10,000? Receive 10,000. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When your bank account come, when you withdraw, you don't take into account the bank charges. So you are always fighting the bank because of bank charges. You want to change your bank account from FNB or Absa to Captec because you have heard that the bank charges there is small. A day is coming that you wouldn't think about bank charges. I say a day is coming. Your beginning may be small, but a day is coming that bank charges will not even be, it will not be a problem at all. Receive that day. I say receive that day in the name of Jesus. You see, as we watch the car park, you can know who has parked where. But a day will come, we wouldn't know who owns this car. Hallelujah. Yeah, the car will be, your car will be parked there. Oh, you don't believe it? Receive a car. Choose a parking spot. Yeah, choose a parking spot. That the first service should be full. Early morning service. We come, the whole place is full. Why? Because the latter end of the church will greatly increase. Hallelujah. Number four. Hey. Number four. We must have mega church. We must have a mega church because most pastors are deceived into thinking that the work is being done when it is not being done. Hallelujah. We must have a big church because most pastors are deceived into thinking that they have already arrived, that they have done the work of God, that souls are won. Can I tell you something? Even I can be deceived right now. You just imagine. Are you here? Just imagine that we have a screen off. I can put a screen off here from this place. I buy a black material. Then I screen this place off. Okay? So our brother and sister will join us over here. Already the place will be looking for. Can you see that when I screen this place off, you see that the place is already looking for. Wait, yeah. So the size of even your church brings deception. And many people, their churches, the whole church can take 50 people. And when the 50 people are in a place, they say, our church was packed. The church was full. It is full, but full of what? There are bottles that is 100 milliliters. Yeah. There are bottles that are 200, 250, 300. And we have also 10,000 liters, gallons. Do you understand? Yeah. So when you say that, it's full, the church is full, maybe it's a small church. Some places, if 25 people go to the place, they are full. I'm telling you. 25. You can bring a small bottle. You see, they say the bottle is full. But what is full in that bottle? When you pour it into another container, it will not even register. It will not even wet. Do you understand? You wouldn't even see. You bring, get a 10,000 liter JoJo tank and let's pour the 250 milliliters water. That is full. pour it into the 10,000 gallons JoJo tank, you wouldn't even see that there's water. It will not even wet the base. How many understand what I'm talking about? And that's the deception we have. That's the deception. That's why many people, they say they are very good, clever in their school. But when they go to another school, they are the last people. You are clever because the people you are schooling with, they are all there. No smart person. Hey, you go to a place, you notice that you are not even placing tent. You are not placing tent. I know a school in Stellenbosch that the lady, the lady school, they get the lady who topped this year, math, he got 100%. 100% math, physics 99.8. I said, hey, what is happening here? You are celebrating 90%. 90 people did not make it. There are more than 50 people between the 99 to the 90. So if you get 92 there, you are not even happy with yourself. But you get 92 somewhere, you will be the one-eye man, one-eye woman over there celebrating that you are the top in the class. But that's what I'm saying, that we are deceived. We are deceived. We are deceived. Are you here? Most pastors, how many pastors have, most pastors, can I tell you something? The size of their church is the stage, is my stage. Not how many pastors have 5 meters by 20 from this corner up to this is the church. Not many. Many people is just half. Or most of them, their church is 5 by 10 here. Like this. So the pastor stands here. Already I have a full church, but I will be proud right now. See that when you are talking, when you say amen, it comes into the microphone and I'll begin to feel that, yeah, I have arrived. Are you there? Yeah. Most churches in town, my choir, my dancing stars are bigger than most churches. God should forgive me. Do you understand? The choir is like somebody's convention. I'm telling you. But I am not content at all. I want to see 300 member dancing stars. I want to see 1,000 member choir. Hallelujah. Amen. So that we are not deceived. I want to see, look, even if all the parklands come here, what about Mulberry? What about Hot Bay? What about Somerset? What about Atlantis? What about, where do you know? Where else do you know? So even when this church is full over here, what about the new Morning Star, Fishhook, George? There's so many places we are not there. And most pastors are already deceived. They say, oh, we're taking over. They have a phrase that taking over generation. And when you see they're taking over generation, they don't even have 1,000 members. Taking over from who? Be content. You are so content with yourself that when you have 25 members, you say you have taken over. Just enlarge your tent, expand your vision, and you begin to see that the whole congregation is the seed that you need to plant for a mega church. Can I hear a louder say amen? I don't want us to be deceived. I said, what? I don't want us to be deceived. Are you there? Yeah, because if you are deceived into thinking that you have arrived, can I tell you something? One day, I was passing the Kailicha church, and my interpreter came to me and said, Pastor, I've bought a house. I said, wow. I was so happy. The first person to buy a house. So he said, I need to go and, see the house. They are coming with the house. So I was there, coming with the house. I said, how did you buy? So his boss gave him money to buy the house. I said, how much? So he said, the house is being brought. And I said, I thought that maybe I had just come. It wasn't long ago. So I thought that maybe the difference in accent, I'm not understanding the guy. Then he said, no, they are bringing the house. I said, what house is it that they are bringing it? not knowing that it's a shark. So I asked him that, how much is it? He said, 2,005. I said, let me too, I can be a house owner. That your boss has given you loan to buy a house, 2,000 half, and the house is being brought on a trolley. So I noticed that the house he's talking about is a Wendy house. It's a shack. Did you understand? Many people are deceived. You have a shack that you are paying 500 rent. You say you have a house. No, there are other different houses. We thank God for the shack. That is your beginning. But believe God for a 4-bedroom. Hallelujah. Hey. Believe God for a place. For a place that when you have visitors, you have a visitor's lounge, a guest room. You have a prayer room. You have toilet. You don't need to come from your room and cross the road to the other side to go to the washroom or toilet. A place that you have your WC inside. Hallelujah. Are you here? Don't be deceived that the shack is a house. It's a type of house, but it's the beginning. How many understand what I'm talking about? You may have this CD player in your shack. You may have a plasma. You may have everything in the shack. And when it rains, it's not leaking. That shouldn't make you think that you have arrived. You have become so comfortable. You are not even thinking of changing into a proper house because you have a shack. How many understand what I'm talking about? That is the deception. Because when people say, we've arrived, God is moving. We have a house now. We don't need to do anything. So look at Matthew chapter 9, verse number 37. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 37. What does the Bible say? It says, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. The harvest is plenteous. The harvest field. The whole world is our harvest field. Are you there? There are more winnable souls than we can ever think of. Don't deceive yourself with the small thing that you have. Hallelujah. Yeah. Many pastors also don't even move in ministry. Once you can preach good, they stay with that. Some pastors can only preach. They cannot teach. Do you understand? You need to move on to be able to teach. And some people, they can preach and teach. You need to also move on that you can pray for the sick. Do you understand? No, you cannot just arrive though. Once I can lead prayer, I can pray for people to receive Holy Ghost baptism. You have arrived. No, there are levels in God. In Him, we live and move and have our being. Don't be stuck. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be deceived. Amen. Don't be deceived that you have arrived. There is a higher height and there are deeper seas. You can reach forth and go high. Amen. Amen. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. Amen. So the few laborers also get deceived with little achievement. Sometimes a pastor has 25 people. He says, I have arrived. Once the church can pay his salary and his children's school fees, it's like God has moved. But God did not call us to come for a salary. God called us to win the lost. Hallelujah. Amen. You cannot just say that, I'm now content. If it is salary, then we will remain with our secular employment. Because there's no difference in money. If it is money, if the being in ministry means changing sources of income, you are changing who pays you. Do you understand? Then there's no need. But we did not become pastors, missionaries, and Christians, and ministers so that we would change the source of our income. No. We became believers, missionaries, so that we would deplore, okay, the harvest field. We will bring in the harvest. So when you even have the latest car, you have money, but you have not succeeded in bringing in the lost, it doesn't make sense. Then your secular people should have still been paying you. Are you there? Yeah. So we should not be are deceived because there are winnable souls that we have not even reached. And I see us reaching them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I give you one more before we close? Oh, you are okay. You are full with this one. Can I give you one more? Okay. The next one is you must have a mega church because God's will is that his house may be filled. Hallelujah. God wants a full house. God doesn't want an empty house. He wants a full house. In Luke chapter 14, verse number 23, I'm sure most of us know it. It says, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways. This is the story of the Anakazo. Hello? This is the Anakazo story. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that mine house may be filled. Hallelujah. So God wants a full house. Amen. Amen. God wants a filled house. Amen. Amen. If the church is not full, it's not the will of God. You see that the master, he sent his servant. He said, go and call them. He said, oh, we have done. The people are not full. He said, go out. Bring in anyone that you can find. Hallelujah. Yeah. How about we do an Anakazo next week? We come in. Very early, 8:30. We do our praise and worship everybody. 8:30, we should all go out. Except the children. We go out and invite people. 30 minutes. Okay. 15 minutes go. Then we come in and we preach. Anakazo story practically next week. What do you think? Awesome. Yeah. Until the house is full, we are not content. Until when you look back, there's no space. Until the place is full and we have people all over, we are not content. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to do Anakazo. Amen. Amen. So it is the will of God for his house to be full. And it is the plan of Satan to keep the church empty. So anytime you look at a church and there are empty seats, you need to tell yourself, Satan is winning. Look around you. Can you see that the first service is not full? Can you see what is happening? Yeah. Look at where there are empty seats. Behind you, we can see that. No. Where is the first service choir? Where are our dancing stars? Where are our airport stars? Where are they? We need all of this in greater. The first service should be as big and even bigger than the current second service. Because the second service is also going to grow and become even greater. Hallelujah. Are you here? It is the will of God that my house, tell somebody that his house will be filled. God wants a full house. Amen. How many wants to help God to have a full house? You notice that God couldn't do it by himself. He said, I am preparing. I have the anointing. I have the word. The Bible is there. But his servant, me and you are the servant. He said, go out and call, bring in the lost that my house may be filled. Are we going to do that? Are we going to join? Yeah, every one of us. Don't we have friends who will go to hell? Don't we know people? We all know people. Let's go out there, invite them, and come in with them, and God will bless us. Hallelujah. I see the mega church. I see the mega church happening. Don't be deceived. In your own business, you also don't ever be complacent. Don't ever get so, you get to a place that you think that you've arrived. So you are not doing anything. You can even tell your customers that, oh, I've closed today. People are coming to buy. Say, can you come tomorrow? Do you know that there are businesses who become that complacent? That even when you are bringing them money, they are not ready to take it. I'm telling you. The people are coming. They say, oh, it's our closing time. Hey, can you come tomorrow? Hey! I've not heard. In business, you never allow anybody to go away with his money.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.